Okay, so we did last week the idea of reicha. So we came up last week the concept of smell and things that whether it's mutter to smell or whether it's usher to smell. So we raised the question, and this week we'll try to resolve it, although it doesn't really come to a resolution, about things that are prohibited, usher bahamas. What is the story with whether it's prohibited to smell them or not? So if we turn to in the Beis Yosef, the end of Simen Kuf Ches. The very end of Simen Kuf Ches. In the Beis Yosef. So Sif Hei Vav and Zion. That's the plan for tonight. And then we'll go to the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Hei Vav and Zion. And then the Shach, and that should resolve our problem.
Excuse me. What was that again?
So Kuf Ches. Here we are. There you go. Mm-hmm. Right there. So hey, Vav and Zion. Mm. Right? So remember last week, so we had this Gemara in Avodah Zarah discussed the Bastiha. So at this Gemara, we had two Gemaras last week. One was from Maseches Avodah Zarah, and that was compared to the forgetting already. The Gemara with the two breads, which was really a Gemara in Right, that was the Gemara Pesachim, right? The Gemara Pesachim with the two Korban Pesachs that are being together. So we had both two of them, and both of them somewhat said the idea of Reicha Lav Milsehi, and maybe it was Machlokas, maybe it wasn't, etc. But we had the proof text was from this Gemara at the end of Avodah Zarah, where it talks about smelling wine that was owned by a guy, whether that's Mutter or Aser. Rava said it was Mutter, Abai says it was Aser. Right, so why should it be mutter if it's an iser, if it's owned by a guy, that means it's yayin nesach or stam yinam, so it should be in theory be aser bahana. So how are they allowed to sell it? So if you take a look at hey here, this is v'chein bastia, so kfar katan.
Selling it, I mean
to get hana, to gain benefit from it.
Yeah, but I'm saying you can walk by a store and you can smell all sorts of stuff.
Right, so we'll learn about that.
Excuse me, what's Bastia?
Bastia was this barrel that had the hole in it that they were smelling from. I'm not sure why it's called that, but that's what it was called in the Maseches of Avodah Zarah. So Kfar Kasafti Shehu Machlokas Abai V'Rava V'Hilchas HaKarava. So we wrote already, meaning what we learned last week in Simen Tzai Zayin, that this is a dispute between Abai and Rava, and the Lach is like Rava. The Shari V'Chein Pasku Kol HaPoskim. And everybody paskins like Rava, that smelling from the Bastia is going to be mutter. Okay. Umashkasu Rabbeinu Perish Nekev Shozen Bechavis LaHareach. So King Perish Ashi V'Arach Perish Hashem Mehanekev Shoafim Reach Hayayin. That from this hole you sniff the smell of the wine, the fihem, biyodim imhu tov, and you'll know whether it was good wine or not good wine. V'chazar Rashi b'tshuva shekachim hayu mefarshim v'shechein peirush haram. That's how the Rashi explains it. That's how the Rabban explains it. That's how everybody explains it. So you're smelling it to smell whether it's good wine or whether it's bad wine, and it might be owned by a non-Jew. It might be yayin nesach, but doesn't seem. No one seems to be I shouldn't say Abayi raised the problem with it, but Rava didn't. Rava thought it was mutter to smell it. What was the reason that he gave? Because reicha laf milsehi. Because smelling is a meaningless. I shouldn't say meaningless. Reicha lav milsei, that the smell is not a significant factor. Okay, that's what the Gemara says with regards to the wine and the Bastia. Yeah.
So we're not asking why he's smelling it. If it's non-Jewish wine, he can't do anything with it anyway. Yeah. I guess can he still sell them that he's? Why does he care whether the non-Jewish wine
what
is
was
good?
The Gemara was
smells good.
No. I won't go there yet. If it smells good, I want to smell it for the purpose of smelling good. That's unclear. Gemara is simply saying that it smells. Why would he be smelling it? Come to the Daf Yomi here. You'll hear.
They want to know whether it's good or not. But why would he care whether it's good?
So why would he care? He was asked. He wanted to know. Maybe he isn't. I'm not sure what the problem. I would think you shouldn't be allowed to sell it. It's Aser Bahana, but I'm not sure whether it's really Aser Bahana or not. Could you sell, be in the wine business and sell non-kosher wines? I don't know.
Maybe he's an expert of wine. Yeah. Maybe he's wine person, and that's his business.
Yeah. Or he's an importer exporter.
He's
a professional vinologist or something, whatever you call those guys.
A what?
The guy does expert in wine.
A winologist.
Enologist.
Okay, I'll take it. All right, so that's Hey Vav. So Hey was talking about the wine itself. Vav is talking about Kasava Rashba. So this is not a Gemara. This is just a tshuva from the Rashba. She'elas goyim halalu shemasimin pilpalin vizan uz nagvil b'sol kankaniya yayin. So you think some kind of peppers or some kind of...
Zangvil is usually ginger.
Zangvil is ginger, but pilpalin are peppers. Peppers. The little peppers, the... Not the fruit peppers, the
Kharif.
Acorn. Yeah. So Vesokan Kane Hayain, Lasis Tambiyain, in order to give taste to the wine. So Usam Bisum Mahula Rehan. So you'll add and then smell that Bisum when it comes out. Kabastia. Is that like the Bastia? The Israel Mutter Beinu Bienu Shalgai, which would be permissible. So that's the question that was asked to the Rashba. Rashba, I don't know, has 15,000 shilas. I mean, each he has seven volumes. Each one is like, it's this. This is a question and answer. So it's seven volumes, and there's like 1,500 in each one of them. So tshuva. So mistaber shemutu la'areach b'hem. It should be permissible to smell from it. I feel l'chatchila l'fi she'ein hayayin nosin b'hem koach, because the wine is not giving them the taste. Vein osin kein litin hayayin tam b'tavlin el adarav litin atavlin tam b'yayin. The purpose of the tavlin of these spices is to give taste to the wine. The gamza shemariach b'hem einu mechavin la'areach b'yayin. If you're going to smell them after it comes out, you're not trying to smell the wine, rather you're trying to smell the tavlin. So therefore, that for sure is mutter. When we call malkum, however, he adds him mistabed the besum de havdala aser, that you shouldn't use it for besum de havdala. Why? Yishum hakrivuhu no lifchasecha, because we're bringing them to you. It's a pasuk Malachi that describes that we shouldn't be bringing anything having to do with the avodah zarah towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Meaning to use something as that was not so kosher for the purpose of a mitzvah. So that we're not going to do. But other than that, he's saying that it is okay. Fine. So that is the second thing. So A, you're permitted to smell the wine. B, you're permitted to smell the things that are put in the wine to give it taste. Now C is what about other things that are really aser b'hana? Yeah?
If you're allowed to smell the wine, there's no shadow. That's a given.
Right.
Then...
Right, so it sounds like that. So
why do I have to give a certain reason?
So hold on. Let's do Zion, and then we'll turn around, and then probably vav becomes clear, and then you have to understand how Zion fits with hey. So v'chas of oat, and also written u'v'sam v'shal avodah zara v'shal kalei akerem v'shal orla. So now avodah zara, kalei akerem, and orla are all things that are aser b'hana. So it does say asul hareach b'hem. Those things you're not allowed to smell. So you're not allowed to smell things that are used for avodah zarah, things used for kalei akerem, things in orla. Why? The isurim hein bahana, because those things are asur bahana. The chol she asuyim lahareach behen kore kivered vehadas haynu pluta davay v'rava. Because all things that are made to smell from, such as a vered, a rose, or a hadas, or a myrtle. Right? Hainu plukta, that's the machlokes of Abaye and Rav in Kol Shaa. Well, Abaye Nami, and even Abaye, Kol Shaa Mariach Behen Liklok Recha, that you smell them in order to benefit from the taste, from the smell, Aser. The Hainu Chan Vios Hamutaros Bevered Vahadas. Because that is an example of the stores that are surrounded by the roses and hadasim, as it discusses in the first parak of Avodah Zarah, Ad Kam Lashon. There's a mission in the beginning of Avodah Zarah where it discusses if there's a celebration, you know, an Avodah Zarah holiday in town, and you want to buy, and you buy something from a store, so which store should you go to? It says better to go to the stores that aren't surrounded with the roses and hadasim, rather than the stores that are, because the ones that that aren't, you're not going to be benefiting from the avodah zarah.
He just said Abaye Nami.
Right.
So the guy who said, "Yeah, you can't smell it."
So Abaye, so I didn't figure out whether it's flipped. Abaye is the makel one in Zachim.
Oh, he's
a makel. Yeah, Abaye, it gets flipped. Now it could be that they are connected. It could be that the reason he's makel there is because he's machmer here. There's a three or four daf sugya in the beginning of the second parak of Psachim that discusses the issues of Isser Hana, how we learn it out, what it learns out from Lo Sochel, Lo Sochel, right? The different Lashonos in the Torah, does that indicate whether there's also an Isser Hana or not? There's a long machlokas there, goes through many, many different sugyas, and it could be that Abaye is more makel there, and it might be, you know, there might it could be that they're, that the sugyas line up, but I didn't figure that out today. Okay, so you have this thing where it clearly talks about things being usur bahana. So why is it all we've just talked about the yayin nesach not being, you're allowed to smell it, and the spices that are in the yayin nesach, you're allowed to smell it. And all of a sudden these things were saying you're not allowed to smell it, the verit in the hadas. So says the Orchos Chaim, right? Zehaklal kol midi de lo havi lerecha recha lav milzahida. When it's an object that's not really meant for smelling, so then the smelling is meaningless. Aval davar she'omed lahareach. But if there's something that it is meant to smell, could go in verit v'hadas, like a rose or a hadas. So then you're not allowed to smell it. So that's the distinction that comes out from the Orach Chaim.
What circumstances are you not allowed to smell it?
You're not allowed to smell it if that's the Ikar Hana. Right? If that's the main way you benefit from that thing. So what's the main way I benefit from a rose?
Right.
I smell it. What's the main way I benefit from Basar V'chalav? I eat it. Right?
Maybe a rose.
But Arla, you don't smell Arla. I mean, Arla is fruit. You got to eat it.
Depends what the fruit is.
The orla itself might be the tree also.
Does he intend to usher hana'a mevodim and hadasim in general or in a certain context?
No, if it's usher, if it's avodah zarah, vradim and hadasim.
So if somebody uses vradim and hadasim in avodah zarah, it's usher.
You're not allowed to smell it, correct.
But in your own house, under a different...
it's winter. It's kosher. It's good.
Would you have a problem with less than 3 years?
You could even use it for a mitzvah.
If it's less than 3 years old.
B'samim on...
What?
B'samim on Motzei Shabbos.
B'samim on Motzei Shabbos. What do you get? Yeah, okay. Good. So you could use it. If it was once used for avodah zarah, it's not such a good idea to use.
You're not answering the entire category of vradim.
Of course not.
You just anything that was specifically used in avodah zarah. That's what's been answered.
Right.
Correct. Less than 3 years old.
Yes. So it sounds like that would also be us.
Yeah.
Right. So no. So there are that is not the only explanation of the of why there would be of how to distinguish between these two Gemaras. Right, on one hand we have the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the two Gemaras in Avodah Zarah. Really, there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that talks about that you're allowed to smell from the Bas Tihef. But there's another there's an additional Gemara in Avodah Zarah that describes that it is that you're not allowed to smell the hadas and the verit if it was once used for avodah zarah. So answer number one is the one we just gave, because hanas. Because to smell something that's meant to be drunk is not derech hana. If not the way that you're going to benefit from it, so then it becomes mutter even lechachila. That's really the answer that we just gave. Answer number two, right, the second way of understanding it is that if it's not meant for smelling, the smelling is meaningless. Meaning that's what the idea of recha lav milsihi, right? If it's something that's meant for eating or drinking, so recha lav milsa, recha is meaningless. The reach is meaningless. So that's answer two. Answer three opens the door to a big chumrah. Answer number three says, well, wait a second. What's the case of the bastia? The case of the bastia is I'm smelling it. Why? I'm smelling it to see whether the wine is good or not, right? So then, what are you doing when you're smelling it? The hana you get from the smelling is the davar she'eino mischavi. The love, the hana that you're getting from smelling it is I don't have kavanah to smell it to get benefit from it. I want to know whether it's going to be edible, whether it's going to be good for something else. So therefore, it's a davar she'eino mischavi. And I, it's a psik reisham, so I'm bad. He probably says, no, I didn't really have kavanah for that. Not whatever it is. He gives an explanation for that. That would open the doors to be a big chumrah, right? Because that would mean that smelling anything for the purposes of smelling it would be a problem. Meaning that would make the Gemara in Avodah Zarah about smelling the wine the exception to the rule. Right? Why is that case different? Because I was doing it for another purpose. But anything that I was smelling for the purpose dafka of smelling it would be usur. So it seems like that's not quoted here in the Beis Yosef. It's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch.
But the smell is often part of the anaha.
You're saying was when you eat something and you taste it, you're also smelling it.
Also smelling it,
right?
Old people who lose their smell also lose their appetite because they can't smell anymore. And Joel will tell you that any connoisseur is going to smell his wine.
Well, there's certain wines that are more like a brandy snifter. I mean, you put it in, you swirl around, you smell it before you drink it.
Right.
So there is, you can't be mechalek, but smelling and the anahav of actually drinking.
Well, he is being mechalek. How is he being mechalek? He's saying that the main in this example it's going to be hard to, right? So what if it's a davar she'ein mischavei? It seems like it's the same thing. But if you think about it in strictly halakha categories, what's the benefit of eating it? The benefit of eating is that you're full afterwards, that you eat, right? And the benefit of smelling is that you get the benefit of smelling, right? So us modern day people kind of put it all together and talk about the experience of it, and that's why it's good to have, you know, chocolate, chopped liver, and whatever else is being served.
There are things that are exclusively smell, and some things are exclusively basically to
right, and there are things that fall into both categories.
Yeah, I understand, but I guess
the main thing is
right. Right, so it seems like we pass, it seems like, you know, the Beis Yosef's reason that he quotes is this idea of the only time when he seems to be saying outright that the only time when it's prohibited to smell something is if it's something whose main benefit is to smell. But if it's something whose main benefit is to eat, to smell from it would be mutter? Well, that's unclear. That's unclear whether it should be mutter or not. But hold off on whether they're saying it's mutter. Okay, so let's take a look. Let's go to the Shulchan Aruch then. So Kuf Ches. Okay, so how does he call this?
So it's going to be Kuf Kof Beis.
So mutter lishuf b'fiv reyach yai nesach derech nekev she'achavis leidim hutov. So right away. So as we learned, right, he says you're allowed to smell through the barrel, right, whether to know whether the stuff is good or not.
What is this term b'fiv?
Yeah, derech nekev mutter lishuf b'fiv.
Smell through your mouth.
Reyach yai.
Breathe through your mouth. Smelling through your mouth. That's part. I mean, it just seems a strange turn of phrase. If he's really just smelling. I mean, does that mean you have to do, is it like a shinoi or something?
I don't think so.
I think it was there supposed to be said.
Right, look at Lishov Befiv. So Lishov Befiv, the Fihatam Hashlisha Shevan was a good person, the Fiv Dakhu the Shari of our Lobachot Mo. Our Yeshiv Hirish, because Vana Samachad, the Rabusanak, the Lomi Bunch, Mutal Ariah Bobachot Mo, El Af Befiv Shari. So those that explain, within the Pshat that we've been going with, that's an extra thing. Not only am I allowed to smell it in through my nose, I'm even allowed to put it in my mouth in order to smell it. That's an extra thing. Okay. So it comes to Ramah and says, "Aval asu l'tomo, you're not allowed to taste it." Maybe he's disagreeing with that. That afal pisha eino bolo, even if you don't swallow it. But asur lizalif yayin nesach sha asur bahana, you're not permitted to lizalif. What does it mean, lizalif? You're not allowed to zrikas hayayin kovako ala karka kadei lasis reach tov bevayis. Not supposed to spread it around.
Spread it out.
No, put it on your floor. Yeah, to smell your house smell nice.
Sprinkle it.
Because you're not supposed to get enough from it. Mutter lizalif stam yenam de mutter bana. But stam yenam would be okay. That's yayin nesach. But stam yenam would be okay, because stam yenam is mutter bana. That's what the Ramah says here. Now, the Shach points out that it's not so clear whether stam yenam is mutter bana. I'll learn about that later on. Maybe that's only b'di lechachila, but not b'di evi, but not lechachila. Okay, maybe one day we'll get to that. Okay, so that's, hey, Vav, the Sakshal Pilpulin, right, as he talks about the pepper things. The Vizangvil Shemasimin Bekankne Yain, that's Yain, that's not that, Pun Yain Nesach Mutu Le'Reachem, you're allowed to smell them. Aval the Besamim Davdala Aser, right, but to use them for Besamim for Avdala is Aser. Now, why is that the bigger Chiddush? Now, I think we could understand a little bit why it's the bigger Chiddush. It's the bigger Chiddush here because you're purposely smelling it. Right? The previous one was you're smelling it maybe for the purpose of drinking it. Here you're smelling it for the purposes of smelling it, but you're not necessarily smelling the wine, you're smelling the things, the spices that went along with the wine. So that's Vav. And then finally, Zayin, the Besamim Shalavodus Kochavim, Makali Akam V'Orla, Asra La'Reach Behem. Right? The Besamim of these things, mean those specific Avodus Kochavim, Makali Akam and Orla, that are meant for smelling, that you're not allowed to smell. Right, those things you're not allowed to go around and smell. So that leaves you with the following category that is somewhat vague within the Shulchan Aruch. What about things, right, that are asur bahana, right, like things for avodah zarah, but are used for eating, right? That are not things that are usually set aside for smelling. So are those things okay or not okay? Right, are you allowed to smell those things? Like maybe Basar V'Challa, like a pizza, a non-kosher pizza store, that's, right, they actually have real Basar V'Challa, right? Well, maybe not be. Pepperoni comes from pigs, right? That's, pepperoni is...
Yeah.
Well,
so
I said
pepperoni is pork, right? But it's non-kosher meat with...
Yeah.
But they have meatball, right? On the side of the pizza boxes, you can check off meatballs, oh, yeah. Right? So meatball pizza. Right? So meatball pizza might be real basar v'chalav, right? That might be basar v'chalav d'oraisa. So you're allowed to purposely go ahead and smell it. So the shach here, in Simon Kuf Zayin, says, asur la'reach behen, the surim heim bahana, that they're asur bahana, the chol sha'asuyim la'hareach, Kiveren v'hadas, right? Aser, right? That's it. All things that are made for smelling, like the veren and the hadas. Chaf zayin, in the shach.
Right there, like that. Okay.
Right? Kiveren v'hadas, aser, akal ashonu rashba. V'chein kasab orach oschayim, v'zeh l'shonu, zeh akakul midi d'lo havi la'reach, reach lav milsehi, right? Av al davar sh'omi la'reach, go in veren v'hadas, aser l'hanos reach, amihariach, ad kam l'shonu beis Yosef. Right? So he quoted that straight out of the beis Yosef. We read that already. V'chein kasab atosus per kam davodus kochavim, daf yud beis dira mascha elo beveren v'hadas. V'shem rabbein atam. That's also quoted in Tosfos in the beginning of Mesechus of Odozara, as the Tosfos there. V'teretz bezeh, had the mutter la'reach b'yayin. That's how we explain how it's mutter to smell the wine in Sifhei. V'chein kasva Mordechai perek kolsha, I bet, right? Yeah, kolsha,
right.
Good. Yes. In Pesachim. V'zeh l'shonu, aval b'davar she'ein ikaro omid l'hareach. Right, if something is not meant for smelling, b'haka amar Rava reicha lav milsi. That's when Rava said, reicha lav milsihi, v'raya mehadas v'esrog v'mesecha sukkah. And his proof is from what? The Hadas and the Esrog and Mesechah Sukkah. What in the world is he talking about? The Hadas and the Esrog and Mesechah Sukkah. So, what?
They have a good smell.
So not quite. So does he quote here exactly what's going on here? Yeah, so he tells you what it is. So he'll explain what it is in a second. He says his proof about the Hadas and the Esrog is not a good proof. About the MS Rayaze Eno Makir, Va'adaraba, right? Mash Malachori Ibcha. I'll show you how his proof from the Hadas and the Esrog actually tells you the opposite. The Hachi Isa Hasam Mesecha Sukkah Perakluv HaGazel, the following Amar Rava, Hadas Shel Mitzvah Asr Lahareachbo, Esrog Shel Mitzvah Mutter Lahareachbo. Right? The Gemara tells you in Mesecha Sukkah, Luv HaGazel, that the Hadas, that a Hadas that you use for the Mitzvah, you're not allowed to smell over the course of Yantiv. But the Esrog you are. The Esrog you are allowed to smell. Why? Why is it that we distinguish between the Hadas and the Esrog? So my taima, Hadas Dulurecha Kai Ki Akze Merecha Akze. That Hadas is a smelling thing. Right? The only benefit you get from the Hadas is that you smell from it. So therefore, by being set aside for the mitzvah, it's being huktzah l'mitzvah, it's set aside for the mitzvah, what becomes prohibited? Smelling it. Esrog, de la'achila kai, But esrog, which is set aside for eating, the main hana one gets from an esrog is eating it.
Not yet. It depends on the esrog. It could be. Rabbi Cohen says that the Yemenite esrogim are
sweeter.
Much riper.
Riper. Okay.
They're like this, no?
The esrogim we get are
like
hard to eat.
They are.
Well, there's not much pulp in them. There's just the skin. You ever cut one open, it's
right.
It's all skin. It's very thick skin.
Right.
If you add a ton of sugar, it's going to be tough.
I just saw the Yemenite kibbutz Levi in January. It's like...
So that might be, maybe those are sweeter, those are more edible or whatever. My brother-in-law is going to Pesach told me that the recipe for something is like or ask for 5 cups of sugar for the esrog. And he's like, I'm not putting it on principle, I am not putting 5 cups of sugar into anything.
My son made some kind of esrog liqueur and I'm not sure how
he made some esrog jelly one time. Yeah. I had to put in so much sugar to
make it. So Gallo made the esrog liqueur once.
Right. So the Gemara has an assumption. The assumption of the Gemara is that the esrog is more of an eating fruit than a smelling fruit. Right? So this is esrog de l'achila kai ki akse me'achila akse adkan. Right? It was set aside for eating. So what's going on here? So that's the Gemara.
But is it this hadas was something was wrong with it, and that's why he couldn't smell it? I mean,
No. We're saying it's lesser to smell.
I understand, but a normal hadas you could smell.
Right?
What's wrong with this hadas that you can't smell?
There's everything could and may.
It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, right?
Right, it's set aside for the mitzvah, so you're not supposed to get benefit from it while it's being set aside for the mitzvah.
But the mitzvah is not to smell it.
No, the mitzvah is to use it for the mitzvah. So you're saying use it for the mitzvah and don't, and it's muktzah.
So any,
you're not supposed to get benefit.
So any hadas, I just can't go up like an.
Well, you could, once it's not for the mitzvah.
No, but I meant the hadas that we have. I don't have hadas except on sukkahs for the mitzvah.
Right.
So I couldn't take it. No, not the smell is not that. To tell you the truth, our hadas doesn't smell.
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter. Say it did smell. I mean, I couldn't go and smell.
No, a regular one, you could.
No. The one for my lulav.
Yeah, so you shouldn't. Right, so you shouldn't smell it.
Halachas, you shouldn't smell the esrog either, even though it's
esrog. Right, lest you come in this area. Yeah.
Even though that doesn't seem. Well, you might be able to smell.
Okay, so there's nothing else wrong with it except that it's set aside for the mitzvah.
Right. So what's going on here? So this is the proof to the Mordechai, right? That you're allowed to smell the wine. Mordechai about the davar she'ini karo omid lahareya, right? So he's bringing this as a proof to say if it's not set aside for smelling, it would be mutter. What's his proof? So his proof is, you see, from the esrog, right? The esrog is set aside for eating. So if it's set aside for eating, and therefore I'm not allowed to eat it, what am I allowed to do, though? I am allowed to smell it, right? That was the proof to say, so any avodah zarah thing, anything that's set aside for eating, I should then be permissible for me to smell. That was the proof that the Mordechai gave, and the Shach comes along and says, but that's really not a good proof. Why is it not a good proof? It sounds like a pretty good proof to me. That he said, no, mashma l'chor ipcha, right? That was what he said before. It's going to be a proof to the opposite way. Why? So esrog de'achil kaiki aksim. What's the place? Oh, mashma. There you go. Mashma dafka esrog de mitzvah hu da'aser. What does it sound like from there? That it's only the esrog of the mitzvah that is aser. Why? Bishum the huksa the mitzvah so hilkach kevet she'ino omid lahareach arin de lo huksa reicho the mitzvah. Right. It's set aside for the smell. Therefore, anything that is not set aside for smelling. Because it's not fit for smelling, I don't take it smelling and be huksa that to the mitzvah. Aval davar she'asur min haTorah lo mishum mukza. He says, but that's only in the area of mukza. That's where, in a way, I decide what its din is. But if something is asur in the Torah, not because it's mukza, but because it's just asur, near the ein chiluk. Therefore, in that case, maybe I should make no distinction. The sof nenehu me'areach, because at the end of the day, you're getting benefit from the reach. Meaning, this is they're saying it's usher, but it's usher in a specific way in the case of what the Shach is saying in the case of sukkah, right? It's usher in this way that I'm not allowed to smell it. But if it wasn't usher in that specific way, if we just put a label of it as usher, right? So it shouldn't matter whether you're eating it, smelling it, or scratching with it, right? It should be usher regardless. That's the claim that the Shach has. So as Meitor Lavishim looks near the Ein Childa, so sof nehu me'arehu. The Tosfos was Chachavim Sham Maski Gam Kain. The Tosfos Chachavim Ein Childa. The Tosfos was there. Also has a difficult time concluding and says that we can't make a distinction, can't matter things in Avodah Zarah to be mutter. It concludes by saying, let's skip the parentheses, Hilkach Lavodah Skulchavim Al Kopanim Ein Lahakil. Therefore, when it comes to things of Avodah Zarah, we're not going to be makel. So that's the Shach concludes. As Mamish and Avodah Zarah did, it sounds like we're not going to be makel. I'll just allow you to smell things simply because they're out there. No, well, simply because it's something set aside for eating. So that's his chumra, specifically by Avodas Kochavim. What about by other things?
So right? What about the Esrikin? So can you, I lost it. Can you smell it?
No, the Esrikin is saying that's an explicit Gemara. The Gemara explicitly says that you're allowed to smell the Esrog, you're not allowed to eat the Esrog. But the Shach is picking up on the idea that that's not really, there's no Isser on the Esrog. It's like a huksel of Mitzvah is like a weaker form of Isser. It's like we're taking a property of it and assering the property. So he says, yeah, that's a unique din by Sukkis. But if I would tell you the Esrog is Usser, well, if the Esrog is Usser, the Esrog is Usser, whether I'm going to eat from it or whether I'm going to smell it. Right, so that's the conclusion that the Shach has. He doesn't say here that he could be makel. The gros even makel and other isurim. But gam yish mir shom hamachmirim came ladina. The other shom that makel on there. Sarach ian bazeh. He leaves a sarach ian about all the other things. Being basar v'chalav, smelling a thing of basar v'chalav. Right? It's kind of left open. It sounds like from here it should be okay. But as he says to the others, I assume that it's not so okay. Okay?
Sure.
Stop here for Pesach break.